Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all-in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Welcome to the All In Podcast Show. Today I have Shahid Durrani. I'm excited to have you here and hear your journey and what you're doing in the world to impact entrepreneurs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Daniel. It's a pleasure. I know I postponed a few times and apologize for that, and I'm glad that we're here.
Well, that's the life of an entrepreneur. There's always things that are coming up, right? So give me a little bit of your background, like, you know, your childhood. What was that like coming into...
Childhood was great. You know, we traveled a lot growing up, and a very good relationship with my dad and my mother. I was the baby of the family, so, you know, the siblings would blame everything on me. And luckily, my dad had my back always. So he was always there. He said, "Oh, you guys just want me to be mad at him," kind of thing. But growing up, it was great. We moved in different locations, made new friends, lost friends. I can't complain, to be honest. I had trouble. I couldn't speak until 5. I had some face deformity as well. And they couldn't figure out what it was. My mother would cry all the time. Like, I just have those memories of her dealing with that and traveling with my dad to different doctors. And I have vivid, like, little snippets of memories of doing those things and dealing with that, but it went away on its own. So that was good. I didn't stay. So then from there, you know, I grew up in Toronto, Canada, and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. All right. And then when you went through your school life, you know, and transitioning into your adult life, what did that look like? You know, did you jump right into business right away? Or
I always wanted to be in business. Like, that was my thing. Pretty much everyone in my family has been in business. My grandfather, like, you know, everyone. And my dad, I used to watch my dad, like, he used to draw on these architectural professional equipment. He would just draw things like houses, buildings. He was very passionate about it. It wasn't his background, but he liked it. And, you know, he always wanted to start a business, and he would start businesses and manufacturing especially. And I would watch him and he would talk about it, and I was always with him, right? So it had an effect on me that I just, whoever would ask me, what am I going to do when I grow up? I would say a businessman. And then from there, I went into school, and then I kept going after shiny objects, right? Like, anybody would tell me do this, I would say, yeah, let's go for it, you know? And I learned a lot, I lost a lot, you know, I failed many, many businesses. And I found it that failure brings so much wisdom and knowledge and experience that I don't think I'll be able to get in any kind of traditional education, you know, because it teaches you relationships. And relationships, I find that it's so crucial in life. And I think because I look at life as like one big relationship, and it's always around you, right? And if you know the ability to get along with others and you can connect with others, you find everything else just works out. I just find it more smooth sailing when you don't have any of those voices, you know, in our head that judge or comment on others. Because really, we are close-knit, we're all connected. It's just the human race, you know, we got to be able to get along with each other. And that was the number one thing that I got from there. When I was venturing into businesses, and I found success in just that, you know, having that relationship with customers, especially.
Right. So, and so what was your first business that you started?
I started a shipping company. So we had a shipping company. It didn't go well. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, I thought it would, but it was just, it couldn't even cover the expenses. I went into you know, I don't know if you probably heard of this too. You know, remember the Kirby?
Yeah.
The Kirby vacuum.
So I did, might have had did one that, of those, right?
Yeah. So did that stuff. Medical, you know, in the medical field, manufacturing. But the little ones, you know, app company, a software company, software company, I still dabble in because we're working on a startup right now. So I have never really left software. Don't ask me any technical stuff. It's just as a software entrepreneur, if you may say, I just find it fascinating. I like how things can be created, you know, developed and make human experience easier. So I'm fascinated about that. I love that software side of things. And we're launching that program pretty soon.
That's good. So I think, you know, for those listening to this, right, you know, the you know, it's not always this like, oh, I started a business, then I became successful and and then, you know, life is great, right? There's, you know, there's always ups and downs, right? And it's not always the first thing you start, right, that works. So
no, you always think that, oh my God, yes, this is it. Yeah. You know, this is the one, you know, like, yes. And I think it has a lot to do with what we're feeling within. Mm-hmm. Like that mindset is such a crucial part. And I never had that mindset and, you know, mentors and stuff like that. It wasn't really heard of. Like I never came across a, hey, why don't you hire someone? They'll teach you. You know, I didn't know that concept. And my mindset was developed through my early years, through my environment, right? That's how we get conditioned. And then we have those belief systems, the way we operate and how we look at life. Then we go towards life and then things don't work out because there's so much doubt and worry and ill feelings, negative. It's like negativity is like a virus, right? So what happens is it wouldn't allow, even if I was consciously saying, yes, it's going to work. I'm so excited. Majority of the time, I remember those thoughts. I remember those voices. I remember all that feeling. It was just always feeling like weird. Like I would always be saying, okay, what if this happens? I always had like a stream of negative things that could go wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, what could go wrong? Like that's a very common thing. What could go wrong? Let's keep in mind what can go wrong. And we put so much energy on what goes wrong. And one of those things will go wrong. Like we attract it. We bring it into our life. We don't even realize it, but we're bringing it. And I found that difference when I changed my mindset. And I had to get hit hard for changing that mindset. Sometimes you don't realize you need help and you think you're perfect. And then, you know, you realize, wait a minute, it's not out there. And, you know, you have that idea of like, oh, it's because of that, you know, because of COVID, because of that, because of my brother, because of my sister, because of my mom. We could do all that entire life, but that's not where the issue is. The issue is in the mirror. It's always in the mirror. Right. And if someone told me that and said, get out of your own way. And I got upset because I was programmed in a specific way. Like I had that ego, right? Like, what do you mean? I know everything. Failed businesses, but I knew everything. You know what I mean? And it's very common.
Yeah.
And get out of your own way. I was like, what do you mean? Get out of my own way. Like, what do you say? Like, you want to go? Like, what? You know? Right. So, but that was those words I can never forget because they made such an impact on my life that if anybody could is listening and understands that if they realize that they are the solution and answer to everything in their life, and if they really listen to these words and they pay attention, they say, wait a minute, could it be? And they actually start becoming more self-aware and start seeing, and you'll start noticing or being sensing. You'll start sensing that whatever you liked about other people, you have. And that's what happened to me when there's always people that rub me the wrong way. Like I just had a problem. Like I was just, oh, I don't like that about that. I wouldn't say it to anybody. I had a really good relationship, everything. Mm-hmm. But I would just get those thoughts, you know, those floating thoughts that would come at the voices, and they would mess up my emotional state. Mm-hmm. Even though I was really, really excited about consciously building relationships, it was always there. And I was saying that person or that situation. But when I switched it, when I became more aware that it was me and I started looking deep, that's when the belief system started changing, because without faith in what you're able to do is very difficult to do it, because faith is just that something about faith. It just has that pulling power to it.
Yeah, well, you shared there's a lot of great insights there. I think one of the things that reminds me of is I always say I'm going to write a book, and it's going to have one page in it, and it's going to be, the title is going to be "The Reason You Don't Have What You Want in Your Life," and then it opens and there's a mirrored page.
Oh, beautiful! Did you go with it?
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, but I keep talking about it. I'm like, because we are our worst enemy. Right. And I think a lot of times we don't realize that. That's why there's the power of coaching, right? You know, hiring a coach, that, you know, a coach, yes, or consultant that could actually help you see what you don't see, right? That's been down the path a little further than you, right?
Yes. Sometimes it's hard to listen to someone else, right? Yeah. It's just, there's so many people struggling, Daniel. Like you have, you sense it. And I see it. I see it.
Right.
I see it all around me, you know? And I very close people, I see it. Like I sense it because I was there. I was part of that, right? Like I was there. I remember how frustrating that was, how like uneasy feeling and mourning, you know, not wanting to snooze and not feeling things. And people are going through that, especially nowadays, right? And if they could just get that flash of insight saying from somewhere, somehow, something just feeds into them and says, wait a minute, I could change all this. Hmm. And there's so many people out there. If you really listen to podcasts and stuff like that, you'll hear people like Daniel, like myself and everybody, you'll hear people talk about this, that shift. And it always happens when something really bad happens to someone. That's right. When that shift happens. But I'm trying to introduce that before anything really, really bad happens, just become aware. Just start by becoming self-aware. And then it'll start coming to you that, wait a minute, listen, I don't want to wait till, you know, I don't want to swear, but something bad to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't I try to look at this proactively and make shift things in my life now before it gets to that point? Right. Because when it gets really bad, like majority of people, they realize and they get help and they do all those things, right?
Sure. Yeah. So that would lead to your drive. Like, what drives you to do what you do?
What drives me is a very deep state. Mm-hmm. It's nothing in a traditional form of motivation. It's more of just having that sense of who I really am on a deep level and connecting to that and just seeing the world from that place. I'm not sure if I'm making sense, but I'm just in a place where everything just is. Mm-hmm. So it, good or bad, it just is. I mm-hmm. will have to experience whatever comes to me. I will have to. I have to deal with it. But if I don't resist it, it's not going to have power over me. I will have that control. That was the lesson I learned. And I started, and it all started from that self-awareness. That's why I recommend that for everyone.
Right.
That once you become self-aware, you find that little spot, that stillness that calmness, right? And that calmness becomes your best friend. Mm-hmm. And then from that calmness, you see the world, you see everything, you interact with everything. And the motivation just becomes as is as well. So what I'm trying to get doesn't become as get anymore. Mm-hmm. It becomes as I am, I have.
Right.
I have whatever I need. You know, I'm content, I'm fulfilled, you know? So that fulfillment, that state of fulfillment gives you that drive and motivation, because you don't feel like you're actually doing much, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Because when you have that motivation, when you have that internal grounding, when you have that grounding into your true essence of who you are, that mm-hmm. grounding takes you in decisions that you make and the thoughts that you pull. Because once you become more self-aware, then you can do more of the on-demand thinking. When you do on-demand thinking, then you come up with some ideas, creative stuff. Mm-hmm. And then some you go with, some you don't. I am bad. I should decrease it a little bit, to be honest, but I go with everything that comes. Like if it comes, mm-hmm. I just try it. I just do it. And I lose, you know, I win, but I just do it. And, you know, some might say that's irresponsible, whatever, but for me, it is very important when I feel or sense something, because of my control over myself, mm-hmm. I'm able to have that kind of thought. So when I have those thoughts, they're coming from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So thoughts are like omnipresent. So I'm pulling, right? So they're coming. So they're coming for something for me to align with. And it has been beautiful. Overall has been great, right? But the motivation, I think, is a term that, you know, people are really stuck at. And even now they go to motivational speakers, they go to Clubhouse, they go to Instagram pages that talk about motivation. You can do it. You can mm-hmm. do it. Right. Let's get up. Let's go. You know, no procrastination. Right. That kind of stuff is great for the moment. You hear it. You see yourself in it and you say, yeah, all right, let's go. Right. So you're all pumped up. I'm good. A small life bump happens. It doesn't take a big bump. It's a very small, like you open the tap and you know, hot water comes out. Right. Something like very just puts you right off, because you're not grounded in something. You're not grounded in something that is very special and still, that is part of you, that most people just miss because they're so kind of consumed by those voices. And I was the same way. Those voices used to run my life. Like they were just pulling me left, right, and center, the icky feeling and just the heavy feeling. When you create that gap, with that gap, you start being more aligned with what you want. So what you do is you want to bring your wish, your desire. You want to have a desire. You want to have a goal. So what you do is you take that desire, you impress it upon your subconscious. So you make that a believable state that it's already done. Like that's what you have. So when you believe that you already have that, that's motivation right there. You will perform better on, you know, if you go to events and you have to speak in public, you'll do better. You'll, you know, if you have a project to do, you'll do better. Whatever it is, you do a better job because it's coming from calmness. It's not coming because you're forcing it. You're trying to get somewhere. You're already there. So whatever you do becomes a game and it becomes joyful. So I'm not sure if I answered your question, but it's a very good question, but it's very deep to me.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
And you, translate.
Yeah, and you answered about five other questions in there, right, for me. So I didn't need to ask, right? Because you kind of covered it all, right? So, I mean, I think, you know, there's tons of words of wisdom in what you just shared around, you know, people understanding who they truly are, because I think that gets masked over the years with, you know, the beatdown of life, right? Kids, family, you know, failed businesses, all the things that happen in an entrepreneur's journey. And, you know, as you've experienced, you know, it all comes from within. What do you really want?
Yeah.
And what are you, you know, and what type of work are you willing to do to uncover you? right? Because you drive the machine, right? And anything's possible, right? When you operate from that place. So that's awesome what you just shared. You literally covered every other question I had.
Awesome, Daniel. Yeah, I'm so grateful.
Yeah. So we get ready to close here, what would what would be some last parting words and how people find out about you?
Sure. So last parting words would be, if you're looking to make a change, and if you're thinking of making a change for tomorrow or next year, or after kids go to school, or after you pay off the mortgage or something like that, I just want you to be very cautious about that, is because really all we have is the moment that we're in. Mm-hmm. So by living in that moment, by actually appreciating and be friends with it, and making that decision, you know what? Now is the time. It's not tomorrow. It's like, it's now. I need to make changes now. And it doesn't have to be forceful. It's like, oh my God, where I got? Let me get books. I got to call up mentors. Where do I find someone, right? Nothing like that. It's just a decision at this point. That decision is that right now, I'm making changes. I'm going to create my own economy. I'm going to control my thoughts. I'm going to think thoughts that serve me and humanity and everyone else in the universe. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to start every day by mentality of service to others. And then things will come to you. You'll start seeing things will shift, and you start looking, opportunities will come. It'll direct you, but you have to make that decision. Don't wait for tomorrow. Do it now. That's what I wanted to share for me. If anybody wanted to contact me, I'm on Instagram. I got hacked a few times, and there's a lot of duplicates. I have actually reported to Instagram many times. They haven't responded. Many of them have gotten blocked, but they might show up. So I had to change my username. My username now is Official Shahid Durrani on Instagram. And that's the best way. That's where I'm mostly active.
Okay. Love it. Well, thank you for taking the time to be here today. I appreciate what you're doing in the world and the impact you're having, right? And coming from a place of service. It's always great to see, entrepreneurs like yourself out there doing good things. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Daniel. Thank you.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.